Welcome to another episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. I'm grateful that you continue to listen to these and let me know that you're listening. I hope these are an encouragement and a help to you as we try to be more responsible readers of Scripture together. Today I want to talk about a topic that some of us might be familiar with who've grown up in church and have thought about the importance of church attendance and what it means to be consistently here and with others, especially as it's been hard to do that these past couple of years, or at least we've had to do it in different ways. Growing up, I heard a lot of warnings about forsaking the assembly. Sometimes it would be talked about in context of youth sports or travel or just simply sleeping in. And sometimes there might have been some guilt attached with that teaching and that phrase. Now, we've talked in earlier podcasts about phrases and even concepts that we might use a lot but that aren't in Scripture at all. Well, this phrase is. Now, it's in the King James translation. We'll talk about modern versions of it in a minute. But this idea of forsaking the assembly is in Scripture. And in fact, it does have to do with what we might call going to church. But is that really all it's talking about? Just church attendance? Or is it even more meaningful? Let's go look at the passage in question. This comes from Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 23 through 25, and the writer there says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more, as you see the day approaching." Now here, the writer of Hebrews is trying to give some hope to some people who are in danger of giving up. They're facing a lot of oppression, they're facing a lot of persecution, and they need some bucking up. And among the important things mentioned as a solution to their discouragement is not giving up meeting together. Now that's where the King James will say forsaking the assembly. But why is that so important to people who are discouraged? We need to pay attention to the language here and what's going on around this command to not give up meeting together. So we can look before the phrase in question. We can look back at verse 24, where we're called to spur each other on toward love and good deeds. But I really want you to pay attention to the wording that comes after. We even get the word but as a contrast. So in other words, the writer is saying, don't give up meeting together, but. So this is the opposite, right? If we're talking about the opposite of skipping church, let's see how the author describes the opposite. So don't give up meeting together, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I want to get real clear about this, that the writer here helps us see that the opposite of skipping church is not simply attending church. The opposite of skipping church is encouraging each other. I know you can see pretty quickly why reading this verse responsibly matters. When we attend church, it's not just to fulfill a command or check a box. Other people need us. So yes, every now and then we might find it convenient to attend church in ways that keep us from interacting with others. And sometimes for health reasons, we've been doing that this past year. But overall, we're called to be there and be with others, not just so we can say we attended, not just so that we fulfilled some command, but other people need us, and the writer of Hebrews says this so clearly. In another letter, Paul tells the Thessalonians to encourage the disheartened. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:14. And from prison, Paul even sends someone named Tychicus to encourage the Ephesians who are worried about Paul's fate. You can go read in Ephesians chapter 6 about basically Paul sending a missionary whose purpose is to encourage. So as we think about our own involvement with church and our attendance at church, we can read the passage about attendance and forsaking the assembly more responsibly when we realize we're there not just to be in attendance, but we are there to encourage others. And our presence there in the assembly is, in fact, an encouragement to others. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I sure appreciate you. Grateful for your encouragement. Grateful for your engagement. We'll see you next time.